Kiyum Matzah, or what do you want to call it exactly, the rest of Pesach. So I wanted to be ma'ayin a little bit into this inyan exactly, what we say about the mitzvah of Matzah vis-a-vis the rest of Pesach after we're talking about the first night, which is actually a chiyuv. But what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of Matzah, especially in light of the fact that the Torah consistently uses the expression of Shivas Yom Tocha Matzos, which suggests the mitzvah being for 7 days. So exactly what does that mean? At the end of the day, what's the nature of the matzah vis-a-vis the rest of Pesach? So it's good to always get oriented from the Chumash before anything else, just to get acquainted with what the Torah says when the Torah addresses the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So let's go through some of the Makoros. It's always nicer to have every sefer for itself, but we have to just, in interest of obviously being practical, we had to do it this way, but this is not my preferred method. But just with that in mind, just to recognize it's our limitations, we're using the sheet. Okay, now it would have been not kedai to copy, 50 pages. In any case, let's begin with Parshas Bo, where you have in the Parsha B'chodesh Zalachem numerous references to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And let's look exactly how the Torah expresses the mitzvah. The first reference in that section is the pasuk that speaks about eating Karban Pesach together with matzah as well as marah. V'ochlus abasa balayla hazeh, sili eish u'matzos al-merorim yochluhu. Now, this pasuk appears toward the beginning of that parsha, which seems to be discussing mostly Pesach Mitzrayim, but we know that there are psukim here that are darshaned and interpreted as being a mitzvah l'doros, so mashal the mitzvah to eat Karban Pesach. That's one of the psukim that the Moni HaMishnah quote as the source for Achilas Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah l'doros. L'maisa, the Torah doesn't shift into the mitzvah l'doros until a later pasuk. If you have your chumash, which you may not have, but it's only at a later pasuk that the Torah mentions Pasuk Yudale, that is, V'hoi ha'yom et alechem v'zikaron v'chagosim osu chag Hashem v'doroseichem, and so on. Okay, but l'maisa, this pasuk could also count as a mitzvah v'doros, except that you notice the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach together with matzah and morah. So here you wouldn't necessarily get the impression that there's a mitzvah being matzah independently. It's talking about matzah the night of the Seder, again, whether it be for that Seder, Pesach Mitzrayim, whether it be the mitzvah in general to eat on this night of Pesach. But again, it only mentions matzah in connection to Pesach. Now, then, when you get to later psukim, then you'll notice that the Torah speaks about matzah, not dafka in connection to Karban Pesach, in connection to other things, or maybe just by itself. So let's look at some subsequent psukim in the very same parasha, Parshas HaChodesh. So in Pasuk Tezvav, this is right after, I should mention, right after Pasuk Yudalid, which talks about the mitzvah l'doros. Pasuk Yudalid, right before this, V'hoi ha'yom ez alachem v'zikaron v'chagosim osochag Hashem v'seichem kukas olam t'chaguhu. So now the Torah is specifically shifting into speaking about this yantif as being a yantif for generations, not just for Klal Yisrael then. And the very next pasuk says the following: Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Okay, this is a mitzvah l'doros. The lashon pasuk Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Then it goes on with this pasuk and says there's a mitzvah of Bayom harishon tashbisu se'ar mibateichem. Again, we all know this is the source of the mitzvah of hashbasas chametz, that we have to get rid of our chametz on Yom Harishon, as Rashi records from Chazal. Yom Harishon referring to the day before Pesach, not the first day of Pesach, but the day of Yudalit, and Gemara has many drushes to prove that that's the pshat, the first parak of Pesachim. So there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, Sarim Bateichem, and the pasuk concludes by saying anyone who eats chametz has the onesh of Kares. And the pasuk says that's true for the entire 7 day period. So here it's interesting. The pasuk begins by discussing eating matzah, again, 7 days, and then goes on to the mitzvah of ridding yourself of chametz and the onesh for achilas chametz. That's the second reference to the mitzvah of matzah, and it's talking l'doros, and it's discussing 7 days. Good. If you go a few psukim later, so now you have the Torah going on about Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom HaShvi'i Mikra Kodesh, and then Kol Melacha Yaseh, then a pasuk u'shmartem es ha-matzos, and then again another reference of eating matzah. And here the Torah seems to speak specifically, at least initially in the pasuk, about the first night. Let's look at the pasuk. Barishon, the first month, Nisan ba'arbas yom la'chodesh ba'erev, meaning the night after the 14th, tochu matzos. So here the Torah highlights achilas matzah specific to Leil Tezvav. Now, we saw that already earlier, but that earlier pasuk spoke about achilas matzah in connection to Karban Pesach. Here it speaks about matzah independently, but notice the end of the pasuk. Even as the Torah does that, the Torah finishes the pasuk by saying, Ad yom ha'echad v'eshma chodesh ba'orev. Now, this half of pasuk is connected to the first part of pasuk, not to the pasuk that follows. So now we have to understand exactly what that means. If we're using this pasuk to refer to the mitzvah achilas matzah on the night of the Tezvav, so what is the meaning of the rest of the pasuk? Ad yom ha'echad v'eshma chodesh ba'orev. Now, the pasuk that follows continues to talk about not to own chametz, shibasim tzarim matzvi vateichem, and again mentioning the onish of kares for one who eats chametz. The final pasuk in this parshas HaChodesh, which is pasuk Chaf, kol machmetz lo socheilu, again mentioning the iser to eat chametz. Gemara darshins the various times it talks about the iser of eating chametz, what coming to be added. Here's another drasha one could darshin from this pasuk, kol machmetz lo socheilu, and again b'chol mosh v'seichem tochu matzos. Here it doesn't talk about Yom Rishon versus Yom HaShvi. It doesn't mention 7 days, but just says tochu matzos. But again, the komach mesos lo socheilu, of course, is the entire 7 days of Pesach. And then b'chol mosh v'seichem tochu matzos, by implication, would also refer to the entire 7 days. So if we stop right here, we notice there's the first pasuk that speaks about matzah, b'leil tezvav, but that's connected to Karban Pesach and also with Marah. There's another pasuk that speaks about b'yom harishon, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tocheilu, to get together with the Hashbasas Chametz and the Onesh of Echilas Chametz. That's Shivas Yomim. Then there's a pasuk that speaks about eating matzah Leil Tezvav, Barishon Ba'abas Yom HaChodesh Ba'erev, but then it continues with Ad Yom HaEchad Ve'eshim HaChodesh Ba'erev. And then you have this vague pasuk, Tochu Matzos, which doesn't state exactly the time frame, but it starts by speaking about Komach Matzos Lo Socheilu. So much for Parshas HaChodesh. If you go later in Parshas Bo, which is the Kaddish Aikiviacha sections, which is the very end of the parasha. Again, the Torah refers to the mitzvah of eating matzah. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Vav. This is Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael. Let's keep this in mind. You see, there's a lot of times where the Torah, the Marban is Mayrech in Parshas Bo and other places about this. The Torah might mention sometimes something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu said to Moshe without telling us that Moshe said it to Klal Yisrael. Sometimes vice versa, the Torah mentions things that Moshe says to Kaisa without having mentioned Hashem told Moshe to tell Kaisa. Sometimes you actually see the connection. Hashem said some things to Moshe, and Moshe said those things to Kaisa. So it's interesting to notice this for separate discussion. Parshas HaChodesh, those 20 psukim, from Kapitel Yud Beis, Aleph through Chaf, so many of those details, obviously Moshe gave them all over. But where do you find in the Torah that Moshe spoke those things to Kaisa? You have to see exactly where it's mentioned. So right after that section comes the Yikur Moshe Chozik Neisrael. He tells them Ukachta Magudas Ezov and to put the dam on the Shtei Mezuzos and on Mashkov. So that already is a little bit of what we saw, but not as much in detail. So you have details that are mentioned there that weren't mentioned before. You also have at the end of the parasha, for example, Mitzvah Tefillin, which you don't find anywhere in the Torah that Hashem told Moshe that Klal Yisrael should wear Tefillin. But you find Moshe telling Klal Yisrael, clearly Moshe Rabbeinu heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him that he should command an Esau Betzfil. Now, if you look at, for example, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, which we just read some of the psukim in Parshas HaChodesh, which is Hashem speaking to Moshe, so now you have in Parshas Kadesh, there's one pasuk that Hashem says to Moshe, Kadesh Yikol B'chor, right? And then, that's pasuk Beis. Then, Vayom Moshe La'am, in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Zachas Yom Zeh Shetzasim Sem Beis Avadim, remember this day, and then a few psukim later, Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and here you have, again, a reference to the mitzvah of eating matzah. And this is speaking about not Klal Yisrael then, they already left Mitzrayim, or they're leaving Mitzrayim, but this is about, as the Pasuk before speaks about, they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go into the land of the nations that Hashem promised you. You're going to do this avoda, meaning mistama carbon Pesach. And now you have pasuk vav and zayin. So Moshe Rabbeinu continues and says, Shivas yamim tochal matzos. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about eating matzah for 7 days, and on the seventh day, Chag Hashem, that's considered again the Issa Melacha that comes with Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And then he continues in pasuk zayin, matzos ye'ochel es Shivas yamim. Interesting shift in the Lashon, but again, 7 days matzah shall be eaten, and lo yirel ha-chametz v'chaseor, this is connected to not having chametz or seor in your gvulin. So again, two more references in context of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, eating matzah for 7 days. Tochal matzos, matzos ye'ochel shivas hayamim. That's Parshas Bo. Okay, we have a couple more references, and then we'll try to put this together. Parshas Mishpatim. So you have, you know, in Parshas Mishpatim, many mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu in connection to Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Hashem speaks to Moshe, telling him, Atem Le'isem, at the end of Parshas Yisro, you see, I spoke to him in Hashemayim, Dibarti Machem, and he has a couple of halachos over there relating to constructing the Mizbeach. And then the Dibur continues in Parshas Mishpatim, the Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneim. Then you have, of course, all those words in Parshas Mishpatim, all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe after Aseres HaDibros. So toward the end of those halachos of Mishpatim, you have some Psukim that deal with Sholosh Regalim. And in Sholosh Regalim, of course, you have Chag HaMatzos. This is the first time that the Torah refers to this Chag by this name. Until now, it's not called Chag HaMatzos. We talk about the mitzvah to eat matzah, the night of the Seder, for Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, the eating of 7 days of matzah. Now, suddenly, the Torah shifts to describe this as far as the Sholosh Regalim cycle. In the pasuk Yachav Gimut Tezvav, it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. You shall observe Chag HaMatzos. Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos Kasher Tzibisicha. 7 days you're to eat matzah as I've commanded you. And this is part of what Moshe was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say over after Matan Torah. As part of the bris, you might say the Ramban learns that this was the Sefer HaBris. That's how Ramban learns. Rashi has other ways of learning the Sefer Bris is going on other things. It was before Matan Torah, before Aseres HaDibros. In any event, these mitzvahs are given after Matan Torah, and it talks about Chag HaMatzos, the name, and the mitzvah again of Shivas Yomim Toch HaMatzos. Fine. Parshas Kisisa, this is something you should probably know if you might have said well. Many psukim in Mishpatim, many of those halachos and mitzvahs that are Mishpatim reappear in Kisisa. And the reason is Pashat, because as the Ramban explains in Chumash, this is a new bris. After Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to renew the bris. And therefore, the same way there was these mitzvahs that were communicated initially in connection to Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, Hashem wanted to give them again, at least some of them. So that's why you have again, that's why over the course of Chol HaMoed Pesach, we're going to be reading during Chol HaMoed different parts of the Torah that mention Chag HaMatzos. So you have one day Chol HaMoed, you have Kadesh, the first day Chol HaMoed, which we just saw the psukim over there. You have another day Chol HaMoed from Mishpatim that we just saw. Another day Chol HaMoed will be from Kisisa. That's, I think, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So here in Kisisa, again, the same type of language. It's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. And again, Shivas Yomim Toch HaMatzos, here without the kaf, Asher Tzivisicha, Gomod Chodesh Aviv, and so on. So again, the Torah speaks about Chag HaMatzos, and again reiterating Shivas Yom Toch HaMatzos. Okay, that's as far as Sefer Shmos. Parshas Emor. Again, we read this over the Sholosh Regalim as well. This is the Parshas HaMoadim. The Torah mentions Pesach as part of the Moadim, and here again we have the name Chag HaMatzos which appears. The Torah describes the special day, V'chamish Asu Yom HaChodesh Hazeh Chag HaMatzos Hashem, and together with that definition, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu, 7 days. Again, in Parashas Pinchas, by the Musafin, we have this in the second Sefer Torah, on Pesach we read, Ubachamisha Sayom, only on the first 2 days, but then we start to craft them on the Chol Hamoed. But the first 2 days of Pesach we'll be reading, starting from the Pasuk Bachamisha Sayom Achodesh Hazeh Chag, not Chag HaMatzos Chag, Shiva Sayom Matzos Yeochel. Again, interesting Shinuyim in the language, Matzos Yeochel, Matzos Tocheu, but again, the common denominator is that pretty much the Torah is consistently speaking about Shivas Yomim, to eat matzah for 7 days, consistently. Two more references in Parshas Re'eh, in the Parsha of Kol HaBachor. The Torah has details of Shalosh Regalim and goes through some of the details of the Karbanos connected to the Regalim. Rosocha Olav Chametz, talking about Karban Pesach. You can't have the Chametz along with Karban Pesach, one way to interpret it. Shivas Yamim Tochal Olav Matzos, again, eating matzah for 7 days. Lechem Oni. Here the Torah gives you a title. And the many drushes, of course, Chazal learn out from the word lechem only. One drush, of course, is to be memait matzah shira, that you can't be yotzei. But again, here it says shivas yamim. It's interesting. You can't be yotzei yochi of matzah with lechem matzah shira. And the other drushes as well, shivas yamim, ki v'chi pazan yapsasa. That's the reason that we associate with matzah Torah over here. Gives it to us, leman tizkor. One more pasuk, which throws everything for a loop. This is going to sort of shift the whole definition of the mitzvah. Again, to what extent does it shift? That's the pasuk here that mentions the in terms of Chag HaPesach, Sheshes Yom Tochel Matzah. Suddenly, 6 days. And then on the seventh day, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha L'Sas Melech. What do we make of that? Suddenly, it's Sheshes Yomim. So, let's understand what is the mitzvah of matzah. Read all these psukim, and the overwhelming sense that you get is that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. Keep in mind, where else do we find the notion of a mitzvah for 7 days? Sukkos. The Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yamim. There's a mitzvah for 7 days. The Torah describes it as such. Now, the Ibn Ezra very often is very close to the Pshat. The Ibn Ezra seems to go recognizing it's a derech pshat, but he basically makes the case that there's a mitzvah of 7 days of matzah. Tam matzah stochelu, he says, zecher achilasam b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. It's a zecher to what you ate when you left Mitzrayim. What is a pshat? He commanded them to eat. That was door in Mitzrayim. They ate that night together with the Pesach. But now Hashem is telling the generations that follow to eat matzah for 7 days, zecher to what happened when Bnei Yisrael were rushed out of Mitzrayim. Kibachi puzzle. Had the Mitzrayim let them make chametz, it would have become chametz. And he says further, he says, but for 7 days until Kriyas Yamsuf, Kar Yisrael ate matzah. That's what he says. Not just the one time when they were rushed out. Because they were constantly in a rush. It was a rush out of Mitzrayim, it was a rush with the Anan. The Anan would be leading the way, and they were rushing, and then they were running away from Paro. So the entire stretch of time, from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf, the staple of their food was the matzah, not chametz. They had no time, not just the initial rush, but the entire period was one of rush, of haste. Therefore, boy, Misakvin, Bachanosim, Ikovad, anytime they stopped anywhere between Mitzrayim, Ramses, and so on, until the Yamsuf, there was never any time to bake chametz. And so it should be as well, you should eat 7 days lechem only. So the way the way that the Ibn Ezra would have it, there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv, as he adds, says haderech hapshat, a chiyuv of matzah. That's in one Ibn Ezra. The other Ibn Ezra also reiterates that. He says, what is the pshat shivas yom tochel matzos? Compares it mamish to chag hasukos tasach shivas yomim v'nehu chiyuv. Unlike, for example, sheshes yom tasa ma'asecha. What is that, chiyuv or rishus? To work. It's a work ethic. Torah believes in a work ethic, obviously, but it's not one of the tayag mitzvahs, sheshes yom tavo, sheshes tasa ma'asecha. It means you can work for 6 days. On the seventh day, you have to rest. So in Meila, that's what it is over there. But when we say Shivas Yom Tocha Matzos, it's more than that. Ibn Ezra seems to be pushing the idea. Again, he's saying in Al-Derech HaPshat that there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv to eat matzah for 7 days. But this is not what we hold the halach. Now we'll see what that means. The Gemara in Tzachim and Rashi quotes this in Chumash Sunsi. The Gemara says the following. Rabbi teaches us that matzah is a din d'oraisa today, but not mara, because we don't have Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat mara. Fetik Gemara, why do you make a difference between Marah and Matzah? Why is Marah not a Doraisa? We have no Pesach. So the Pasuk says, so too when it comes to Matzah, we have no Pesach. So why is there a mitzvah Matzah? And for the Gemara, Matzah Mahadir Hadir Bekra. Because we go to the Pasuk, again, go back to that Pasuk. But Erev Tochu Matzos, what was the Pasuk? Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches. Barishan Ba'aba Sayyam Achodesh Ba'ev Tochu Matzos. So that means the Torah is telling us there's a mitzvah, even though you would have, based on the other Pasuk, you would have said there's no mitzvah without a Kavan Pesach to eat Matzah today. But you have this mitzvah that doesn't connect Matzah to Pesach, and that's a separate mitzvah on the night of Tezvav. That's Rava's Shita. Says the Gemara, I have a right to Rava. Now the Gemara is going to show us that there's no mitzvah the rest of Yom Tov, but there's a mitzvah on the first night. Let's see. The pasuk that we ended with in Re'eh, Sheish es yom tochal matzos. Uvayom es yad seres. So, meanwhile, this pasuk is taking Yom HaShvi out of the normal category that we were until now including it in, Shivas yom tochal matzos, including Yom HaShvi, and here it's Sheish es yom. That's called a Dova HaYotza Min HaKlal. So, it says Sheishes Yamim, and it says Yom HaShvi Atzeres. Sounds like there's no matzah. So what does it tell you? That Yom HaShvi is not a chiyuv. It's only Rishus. So now we say, that teaches me not just Shvi is a Rishus, everything is a Rishus. Why? That's the rule that we have one of you giving me those Rishmael. Dava Yotza Shai V'chayis V'nekal L'Lamed. So now it's not just about itself, it's Yotza L'Lamed Al-Kal Kulo. So that means that there's really no chiyuv, it's Man Hazeh, because it's teaching me that the other days are the same as this one. No, if that's the case, maybe there should be no chiyuv even the latter Rishona. And for the Gemara, that's the other pasuk. Amatzos umom yachru. Says the Gemara, good, but that's bismat shemis amigdash kayim. What about without bismat amigdash? Tamid loma ba'erv tochu matzos. That's the pasuk that we saw ba'erv tochu matzos. Rashi explains on that Gemara. So what emerges in that Gemara, Rashi seems to say, there's no chiyuv on any level to eat matzah. You can fast, you can eat other things, you don't have to eat bread. Rashi sounds like kipshuto. At the end of the day, there is no chiyuv the rest of Yom Tov, not like Ibn Ezra, not like the pshat of the pasuk. But we have a special pasuk, that pasuk we highlighted, that there's a mitzvah the first night. Rashi quotes this in Chumash as well. First in Parshas Bo, he quotes it, you see it. And also in Parshas Dvarim, and that Pasuk Sheishes Yamim, although over there he mentions another drasha. Before he mentions this pshat, he has another drasha to answer this stira. Why is it Sheishes Yamim? Then it's Shivas Yamim, Shiva Min HaYashan, Shish Min HaChadash, because we know the first day of Pesach is still with the Isra of Chadash, and then after the Omer is brought, so then you have the Heter. But then you have the Davar Acher, which is what we have in the Gemara. So Rashi quotes basically what we just saw in the Gemara. So we have a lot of questions to figure out here. What's the idea now? At the end of the day, the Torah did say, not once, not twice, but we saw maybe 7-8 times. Every time you hear about Pesach, you hear first of all, Chag HaMatzos. And you hear about Shivas Yomim, Matzos Yeochel, Matzos Tocheru. And here you get thrown for a loop. The Gemara says there's no chiyuv. Rashi said you can fast, you can eat basar. There's no chiyuv eating matzah except for the first night. So what are we doing? Highlighting all over the place. Shivas yomim, shivas yom tocha matzos. And what about chag matzos? Chag matzos. The whole mitzvah is one night. Chag matzos. So the Taz. So there's a thought here, that namely, that the mitzvah, that the, even if you tell me that the rest of Yom Tov there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. But somehow, there's an association. What's the nature of the association, we have to know, between that first night, which has a chiyuv matzah, and the rest of Yom Tov. To the extent that we can call the whole Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. Al Shem what? Al Shem the mitzvah of the first night. So the Taz sees that, and he works out something interesting. What is the status of Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is a part of Sukkot, is it distinct from Sukkot? The Gemara says that there are six aspects in which Shmini Atzeres is distinct from Sukkot. There's an acrostic for that. The acrostic is what? Pazar Kashat. You've heard of it? Pazar Kashat. And there's a way of interpreting it, different pshatim sometimes exactly, and we've shown him what is referred to. Pious b'fnei atzmo, zman, they said shachiyanu b'shmi yatzer, it's regal b'fnei atzmo, and then you have karban b'fnei atzmo, shir, bracha. These are different aspects. But beyond that, it's considered, like we refer to it often as Yom Tov Ha'acharon Shel Chag. So that means that there's a yachas, there's a relationship between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. You don't eat in the Sukkah, but yet we still give the association of Shmini Atzeres as Yom Acharon Shel Chag. Says the Taz, where else do we find such an idea? That the mitzvah of the Chag is not applicable, and yet we still associate that day that doesn't have the mitzvah with the mitzvah that existed prior, and it's considered therefore an extension in some way, linked in some way. Where do we find that? Says the Taz, we find it, it's about the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah, we find it by Chag HaMatzos. Because after all, Dugma Ladava, Chag HaMatzos, Ko Zayin Yamin. But wait, there's only Chiyuv Achilas Matzah the first night. The rest is not a Chiyuv, it's just that you can't eat Chametz. So why do we call the entire series of days of Pesach Chag HaMatzos? We should call it Issa Chametz. Why do we call it Chag HaMatzos? Ella! So after Taz, the Hakol Nigvar Achalad HaRishono V'Shpila Bo Shar HaYamim Hachinami Keinu B'Ches Shel Chag. Exactly what does that mean? Everything is Nigvar after that first night. So that's why the mitzvah is not there, the formal mitzvah is not there, but yet it's not just Issa Chametz days, it's Chag HaMatzos. The stamp of Chag HaMatzos, the chiyuv is on the first night, but the entire duration of Pesach has this chalos shem Chag HaMatzos. Yeah, Dari?
The moskana of Sachem was that it's only a chalos on the first night?
Correct.
So what does Ibn Ezra do?
Ibn Ezra speaks on Erech HaPshat. This happens a lot. Yeah, Ibn Ezra is, you know, he's a free thinker, he's speaking Pshat in the Pasuk. He says on Erech HaPshat, he more or less said that. Yeah. Could be there other ways to end Ibn Ezra. Maybe we'll see what we're going to soon see. But Pashtus, he's saying it's a chiyuv. Look, if you were a Karaite, you would have no problem saying there's a mitzvah 7 days, right? This is a Sukkim say, if you do historical research, you'll find this. I think I saw Rav Kasher maybe brings from someone, Torah Shleima, that, yeah, the Karaites did this because they took the words at face value. But Chazal, of course, have a different tradition. But then again, you still have to work out the psukim. So the Taz gave us a little bit of a thought that Chag HaMatzos retains its name for the whole duration because there's obviously a shaychus between the rest of the Pesach and the first night. The first night stamps the entire Chag by the name. The Aruch Chaim is also troubled by this question. He has a different angle. One of the pshatim, he says, he asks, we know the Gemara says it's only a mitzvah for the first night, and then it's not a mitzvah anymore. But Tam Omro Shivas Yamim Matzos in El Rishus. Why does it speak in such a way? So in his own way, what's the Aruch Chaim doing? He's saying that when you eat matzah the first night, there's this equivalence that the Torah views it. Ki'ilu what? Ki'ilu you ate for 7 days. Give me a mashal for such a thing. What else do you find it's ki'ilu? Yom Kippur, yeah. Have an ochel v'shoseh v'tshi on the 9th of Tishrei. So ki'ilu, the Torah says, you know, mentions that for that the fast is on Shi. But the answer is, if you eat on Shi, it's ki'ilu his'anat shiva siri. So the Aruch Chaim has a similar idea here, that if you eat matzah the first night, there has a certain connection, and ki'ilu you ate for matzah for 7 days. Interesting. Okay, these are all interesting, intriguing possibilities, but let's see if we can find something a little more grounded. Because at the end of the day, the Torah has said, again, numerous times, Shivas Yamin. So what do you make of those words in the Torah? Every time, Shivas Yamin, what is it? So let's suggest a couple of mahalach. Okay, mahalach number one is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it in the Furish, and certain Moni HaMitzvahs codified it. The only thing is, the Bavli never mentions this. So the Shaila is, does the Bavli agree with this Yerushalmi or not? Because there's no explicit mention of this in the Bavli. But if we hold that there's no machokis, then we have a possible shot to explain every time the Torah says Shivas Yamin, Tochel Matzos, and so on, it means the following. The Sefer Haredim, which is one of the Moniyah Mitzvahs, he lived in the time of the Arizal, he's the author of Yedid Nefesh that we sing on Shabbos afternoon, Shal Shudis, Vulaz Askeri, Sefer Charedim, Lifrosh Me'achilas Chametz BePesach. There's a Mitzvah Aseh, he's talking Mitzvah Aseh now, Mitzvah Aseh to separate, in other words, not to eat Chametz, Dechsiv, what's the, you know, there's an Isser Aseh. We always speak about the Isser not to eat Chametz in the form of a lav, like the Torah would say, Lo Yachel Chametz, you can't eat Chametz. Here he says, there's a Mitzvah Aseh, meaning an Isser Aseh, Lifrosh, Dechsiv Shivas Yomim Tochel Matzos, V'amin B'Yushalmi, you can't say it means that the mitzvah to eat for 7 days matzah, the mitzvah is to eat a kezayis the night of the Seder. Meaning, you can eat matzah only, but you can't eat chametz. What do you call that? Lav, haba, mechlal, asay, asay. In other words, if you can do an inference, that something you can do by the phraseology, like the term might say, osa tochelu, by the kosher animals. So it's mashma, that what's not kosher is an iser essay, you can't eat. So you can eat matzah, means you can't eat chametz. Comes out, the ha'och chametz bepesach, there's a lav, there's kares, but lachameh v'esen, the person's going to have to account not just for the iser lav and for the kares that comes with that, but also for having violated an iser essay. There's an Isser Lav and an Isser Aseh. Matzah and not Chametz. So the person who eats Chametz violates an Isser Aseh. Minyan Tayag, according to Rashbat, one of the Moniyah Mitzvahs also, counts in his Minyan Mitzvahs the Isser Aseh of eating Chametz, Kol Shiva. L'maisa, it seems to me that Rashi holds this way. Rashi, Nesiach Ufituma, when Rashi is explaining this drasha that the Gemara has on the pasuk ma shvi rishus, af shvi rishus, and everything else is rishus except for the first night. So Rashi in two places, in Sukkah, where the Gemara highlights this drasha, and also in Pesach, and notice the bold part of the Rashi here that I have here in the citation from Rashi. Rashi says it's a yatsa min haklal lamed. What is the limud from the pasuk? Shachilas matzah sa amar bo. This that the Torah spoke about eating matzah ain't chova. Ella in bas aleichol, if you're coming to eat, teyachilas chametz below chametz. What did Rashi explain? That the Torah, it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah, it's not a chovah to eat matzah for 7 days, but if you're going to eat, you have to make sure it's matzah, not chametz. So too Rashi in Pesachim. Rashi says, it's not a chovah, dahano lav chovah ninu, ella matzah yachol below chametz. L'chayra, Rashi sounds very much like the Sefer Charedim based on the Yerushalmi. That the pshat of the pasuk, therefore, Shibas, every time it says matzos to achel shivas yamim, it means the Torah is once again reiterating the issa chametz by speaking in such a way that you can infer from here that you can't eat chametz. So we have another isser about chametz, not just the lav, but the isser from the fact that the Torah says matzah, meaning matzah not chametz. Okay, so we have maybe something more karag l'pshat in terms of how to work out the words of the chumash. Yeah. Same thing. Every time the Torah says 7 days you should eat matzah, like for example in Emor and Pinchas, it means you can't eat chametz. It's a Torah repeating the Isser Esther. Right. The Chiyuv is only the first night, and every other reference to 7 days is a way of the Torah saying the Isser chametz. We have to say more about this as we go on, but this is Pasha that we say right now. That's Rashi's Mashma that way. It's Matzah Si'ochah V'lo Chametz. It's an Isser Essay. Yeah.
So this is more of a general question. What's the purpose of the, generally speaking, why would the Torah ever do this? Why would the Torah ever make it?
Why would the Torah make it and add here the Isser Essay on top of an Isser Lab?
It would just to make it more chamor.
Yeah, we know that. It's an extra Isser Essay as well. Yeah. Well, it could be nogea, maybe by dechia, and yet of dechia could be nafkaminas, but yeah, but it's more of a chum. It has another issue to it. Now, let's be medayik in the Rambam's lashon, Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. The Rambam basically paskins this idea that there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night, as opposed to the rest of Yom Tov. But notice how the Rambam seems to be repeating himself somewhat. Mitzvah Saseim Natorah Lechoch Matzah B'Leil Tezvav Shenemar. The Erev Tov Chumatzos, that's the drasha that we use to learn out the chiyuv in the first night. B'chol malkom u'b'chol zman, wherever you are. And it's not the lotara chiyuv z'b'kam Pesach, ela zum mitzvah v'ri'at z'mitzvah kol laila. It's not dependent on Pesach, and it's entire night. Continues the Rambam, avu b'shara regel, the rest of Pesach, the rest of Chag HaMatzos, achilas matzah v'shus, ratza ochel ores, the Rambam holds you can have ores, al dochen, al kloyos, al peros. Okay, so the Rambam said everything you have to say, right? The mitzvah is only, the chiv is only the first night. The rest of Yantif, it's a Rishus. Continues the Rambam, Avo b'leil chamisha asa belvad chova. But on the night of the 15th, only then is a chova, and when you eat a kezayis, you yosei. So, Pashit, you read the Rambam not too carefully. The Rambam is straightforward, right? There's only mitzvah as an obligation the first night. The rest of Yantif, it's Rishus. Good? But notice, the Rambam repeated himself. He started by saying that there's only a mitzvah the first night. He said that. The mitzvah is the first night. The rest of the Yantif, it's a Rishus. So why does he say, Abba Balecha Mishra Sabuvat Chova? Like, the Rambam might be alluding here to something more that exists the rest of Yantif. It's just that it doesn't rise to the same level as the first night. And we have to know what that could mean. I'm not saying it's a diuk that's mukhrach minei uvei, but Tzvi Pesach Frank thought it was a diuk. I hear the diuk. Notice, the Rambam didn't have to repeat, Ava b'leil chamisha asa b'vad chova. What do you have to say again? He said everything he had to say. But if the Rambam wanted you to realize, it's not like I'm totally negating any aspect of mitzvah on the rest of Yantif, but I just want you to know, but leil chamisha asa b'vad chova, as opposed to something less than that, but not pure rishus either. Now, what could that mean? So, here we have different ways that we could explain it. Let's work with a chizkuni. The chizkuni, and we see it's quoted in two different ways, one in the chizkuni himself, and one quoted by the Riva. It's interesting shinui between the way it's brought. Unless it's a Torah sofer, I mean, you have to know what to make of the chizkuni himself in the language. But the basic thrust of it is based on Pshat and the Rashi, which is a mechilta. Go back to that pasuk, Yud Beis Yud Ches. That was the pasuk that the Gemara quoted to show that Laila Rishona is Chova. Hakasuk Fal Chova. Let's review that pasuk again. Barishon Nisan, the Arba'as Yom HaChodesh Ba'erev. That means the night after the 14th, the night of the 15th of Nisan. Tochu Matzos. That's the Ba'erev Tochu Matzos. That's the three words that the Gemara quotes, Ba'erev Tochu Matzos. But the Gemara didn't quote the rest of the pasuk. Let's read on the pasuk. Read the pasuk. We know so much Gemara sometimes, we don't pay attention to the pasuk. But we should know Halavai, we should know more Gemara, but we know there's no pasuk in Chumash too. Ba'erev Tochu Matzos. Ad Yom Ha'echad Ve'esim Lachodesh Ba'arev. What does it mean? It says on the first, the very same pasuk that the Gemara was highlighting to show that no, the first night is a chova. Yeah, that very pasuk concludes with what words? He's staring at it. Ad Yom Ha'echad Ve'esim Lachodesh Ba'arev. What does it mean? Now, there's a comment of Rashi. Rashi comments, what does it mean? Until the 21st. We can add up ourselves what it means till the 21st. So why are we adding here again that until the 21st? We have days. How do we know nights are included? And so on. Means days and nights. What are we talking about? What are we discussing exactly? Days, nights. We got to be what? We got to be what in you?
Rishus
means you might think at night there's no rishus. Why is there no rishus? Because there's some halachic issue involved. What would be the issue? There are halachim like this. I'm not big. Look at the morale of this in Gerari. There's what to talk about. You might be onto something. It's a heter. Why would it be an issur? What could be a problem? Tell me. What could be a problem, maybe? About Tosif. So maybe you have to include leilos for the heter. Yeah, there's what to. Or we could be referring to the Isser Chametz, maybe. But what's going on? So the Chizkuni is troubled by this Rashi, by this Mechilta. How could you think that Leilos are not included? We have the earlier pasuk about Chametz, Miyom Rishon Yom HaShabi. That's the pasuk that the pasuk in the early pasuk that I mentioned, pasuk Tezvav, that's talking about Achilas Chametz. What's the Adi Yom HaEchad going on? Is it going on what we just talked about in the pasuk, which is Achilas Matzah, the Chova of Leil Tezvav? And what's this Adi Yom HaEchad? If it's going on Achilas Chametz, it says Miyom Rishon Yom HaShabi. So that means straight through, nights as well as day. It clearly includes nights. So he says, I did dochik. He says, maybe the following. What's going on in this drasha? You might think only day and not night. Kamashmala, no. Until the 21st, meaning days and nights are included. Gabi what? Says the Chizkuni, hear the words of the Chizkuni. Yesh chadvarim, there are things, shem kabin schar basiyasam, when you do them, you get reward. Va'onesh kishenosim osam, and a person doesn't observe them, there's an onesh. Kigon matzah b'leva rishon. Matzah the first night, schar goes to somebody who eats matzah, and a person who doesn't eat matzah chas v'shalom gets an onesh. Now read the words of the Chizkuni himself. There are things she'ein mekaven schar basiyasam. There's no schar for doing them. The onesh, and there's no onesh kishein osim osam. Kigon matzah melel rishon ve'erech. So the words as appears here are once you get beyond the first night, so it's totally neutral, right? There's no schar for doing it, there's no onesh for non-observance, not compliance. Mikom malkom, this I don't know how to read the word, mikom malkom matzo, something is walked with the words, shivas yamim, matzo stochelu ksiv. But nonetheless, it says in the pasuk, shivas yam matzo stochelu kiloma. It's suggesting, im achal matzo ko shivas yamim, if you ate matzo for all 7 days, kiyem ha pasuk zeh, so shivas yam matzo stochelu. You have fulfilled this pasuk. No, leilos minayit. How do you know that fulfillment extends to nights? Kolomem achal kol shivas haleilos. Let's say he ate for the 7 nights. Matzah minayit shekim es hapasuk. How do you know you fulfilled the pasuk? Tamulom ayomecha ve'esim mikol malkom, even nights. So as it appears in the Chizkuni, he's talking about the idea that when a person eats matzah the rest of Pesach, so there's a kim of a pasuk. But what's the consequence of that kiyum? The way it appears here, if you do it, you don't do it, it doesn't relate to schar onesh at all. Not doing it doesn't bring onesh, and sounds like doing it doesn't bring schar. So that's very bizarre. In other words, there's a kiyum of some kind of a pasuk, but there's no schar that's associated with it. If you're to say there's a kiyum mitzvah without a chiyum, so we can have to understand what that means, but could be there are paradigms for such a thing. There's a kiyum. Women are not chayiv in shofar in sukkah in zman grama mitzvahs. If they do it, they get schar. They don't have to do it. So you could make a case. So we'll soon see that matzah is something similar. It's not a chiyum, but it's a kiyum. But the way it appears in the Chizkuni here, it sounds like it's a kiyum without schar. Now in the Riva, who quotes the Chizkuni from the Bali Tosfos, he says like this. He presents the kasha stronger. Rashi quotes how kvar nema shivas yamim. What do you need this pasuk? Tell me leilos as well. He says inga farish. Can't tell me that the pshat of this drasha is minayin shechayiv lechol matzah. That how do you know you mechuyiv to eat matzah even at night for the 7 days? Sheat biyamein achayiv lechol matzah. Rak shelo yochal b'chametz. As Rashi himself quoted in the earlier pasuk. And you can't tell me that it means leilos minayin that you shouldn't eat chametz because we have the other pasuk that includes nights ad yom shvi, which means everything in between, including the nights. So what's the pshat of this drasha? Leilos minayin says the Riva. The answer is says the Chizkuni, yesh dvarim shemekavim schar v'asiyasam. Ooh, what's the girsa? Yesh dvarim shemekavim schar v'asiyasam. The imekavim schar imekavim onesh kishenos. What is example? Matzah after the first night. Meaning, you do it, you get schar. You don't do it, you eat meat, you don't eat matzah, but you don't eat chametz. No problem. Mikol malkom kasa b'achilas hashisha, by the other 6 days, asei shenema shivas yamin matzah stochelu, and that's the pshat. V'zeo shepiru shepi shenema yamin. Koloma im ochal matzah kozayin yamin. Who kiyem shivas yom matzah stochelu? Leilos minayin. Kolom emachol matzah kol shivas leilos minayin shu kiyem pasuk umekabel schar. How do you know that there's kabbalah schar for eating for 7 nights? even nights. So from the Riva, now what emerges is there's a notion of a kiyum mitzvah of achilas matzah koshiva, which brings with it schar, and you need a riboy that it applies even if it's over the 7 nights, not over the 7 days. Ari and Ari Yosef, yeah.
Okay, so according to this Chizkuniyah, I guess also the Riva, we're seeing that only specifically after the first night, you have this, I guess.
Kiyum mitzvah that. According to the Riva, the Schar, according to the way Chizkuni brings it, it's not even Schar, but it's a Kiyum of the Pasuk. And the question is, where does a Kiyum apply? Does it apply to the nights or only to the day?
So where are they learning the differentiation between the first night and the last?
So the answer is because the Drasha that told us that Shvi is Vishus, because it says Sheshes Yamin, so that is Yotzim Nakal Lameid on everything, that everything is Vishus. But we can't say that the Lai Rishon is Vishus because the Erev Tochu Matzah. So now what are we left with? We're left with the chiv of the first night, but the rest of, you can't ignore the language of the Pasuk time and time again. So the mashmos of those words are that there's a kiyum mitzvah. For the way that the Riva quotes the chizkun, the kiyum mitzvah brings schar with it. Maybe you can ask this, just you have to know, what does it mean? The kiyum mitzvah means every time you do it, or there has to be at least, or does it have to be, or every one of those days, you know, it's a total composite. If you do it, it's going to ask. If over those 7 days, you know, every single one of those days, so that's called that 7 days elapsed and not one of them passed without your eating matzah. Now, is it only a kiyum kloli that you have to do it every single day, or is it like a kiyum prati for each individual time? The Russian is a little mashed that way, that it's this idea of, you know, as long as you have all 7 days have eaten matzah, that's the kiyum kloli. It's like one kiyum of the 7 days, as opposed to saying there's a specific kiyum each time that you eat it. But we'll have to see. But this is the chizk. But you could have went it the other way too. How do you know that that there's a kiyum prati in the night? You know, how do you know that would be good enough? Or if it's a kiyum kloli of all seven, how do you know if you're doing it at night, not by day, that could contribute to say that day had matzah? Isaac, I guess you go. Yeah.
Would that be like tefillin nowadays, or sitzes nowadays, if you're wearing tefillin?
So where do you find this notion of kiyum mitzvah? It's a good question. Where do you find the chal kiyum mitzvah without a chiyuv? Who can think of some examples? Where could it be a kiyum mitzvah? What?
Sitzes?
Tzedakah? Sitzes is a function of having a bag of down kanfos and then becomes a chiyuv to be matu sitzes. But you don't have to wear the bag. What?
Tzedakah?
Ani is there, you have a chiv to get stuck. What? Where do you find a kiyum mitzvah without a chiv?
According to some moving Eretz Yisrael.
According to Ramosha. Ramosha feels that mitzvah Yisrael itself is a kiyum mitzvah without a chiv. Good, it would be a kiyum mitzvah. Yeah. Any other examples? What? Chagigas Yudal, you're thinking, that you bring if you need, what? Kavanugava is, okay, could be a kiyum. Rav Chaim famously said that even though the Rabban holds that there's no chiyum to daven every day, the Rabban feels there's a mitzvah daven once a day, based on the pasuk va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, or love the b'chol vavchem, as whatever the pasuk would be, one of those psukim. The Rabban feels that midaray, so there's no chiyum to daven, but Rav Chaim proved that would be a kiyum of that mitzvah. Even for the Ramban, it wouldn't be a chiyuv, but it would be a kiyum. V'harai, he says, how can you have birchas kohanim d'oraisa today, according to anyone, but the Ramban, that is, if there's no chiyuv of tefillah, and tefillah is avoda, and it's only in the context of avoda that you can have the mitzvah of birchas kohanim, the answer is because you have avoda, you have a kiyum of the mitzvah of avadita. So you have a kiyum mitzvah without a chiyuv. Another example, maybe duchening. Talk about duchening now. Anyway, so duchening once a day is a chiyuv. Kohen has to duchen once a day, assuming he's called, right? Otherwise, he's not mevatel the essay. Let's say Kohen already duchened once a day. He already dealt duchened once. So where the second time? So he can do. It's a chiyuv, right? Even if let's say this hashkam minyan, he duchened hashkam minyan, and now, now the next minyan comes in. So if he wants to duchen, he can do so. It's not mitzvah, achiv anymore. Then he already did it once a day. So there's an idea of a kiyum mitzvah. So this seems to be what Chizkuni is saying. Again, you have to know what he means each individual time, or this composite, having done it all seven. But Shivas Yom Tocha Matzos represents not a chiyuv, but a kiyum. Yeah. So
he's trying to learn that out, because like in the psukim, it doesn't say Kol Shiva Seven, just as Shiva Seven Tofu Matzah. So it would be like a kolel of the 7 days of.
Again, I'm giving two ways to understand it. Either it means that any time you do it is a separate kiyum, or if you don't, if you miss one of those days, you've lost the whole kiyum. The kiyum is that you have to do it over 7 days.
Is that just within the Riva and the Chizkuni, or also?
Well, no. The only difference, both. It's just, the only difference is that you take credence to the give credence to the Chizkuni's own lashon as without changing the girsa. It sounds like something a little bit strange that there's a kiyum with afschar. That is very, very strange. And to say there's a kiyum mitzvah with schar, so we talked about examples of that.
Is there anything else in Torah that would be a kiyum without schar?
I'm listening, you know. The Torah declares as such, you bekayim this pasuk, but it's not even in a mitzvah osa schar. Like, so what does it mean? It's a kiyum without in a mitzvah. Let's see a little more about this. Now, there is a mentioned before, the parallel to Sukkot. Sukkot, the Torah also talks about the mitzvah of Sukkot for 7 days. Now, there is an interesting Zeresh Shavah that the Gemara mentions in Sugim Sukkah regarding the mitzvah of the first night being distinct from the rest of Yantif. There's a Shita in the Mishnah of Elazar, says you have to have 14 sudos. Each meal, each day, has to have 2 sudas. Gemara says, based on Tetra came to do. At the end, he was chozer, but this is what the Gemara says initially. So you have to have 2 sudas per day. The Chacham say no. There's no chiyuv to have sudos be'etzem mitzad basukos Tetra Shavas Yom. Could be, you have to know mitzad sudas yantif, what to make of that. Could be kind of chesil Hashem, or kuil Hashem. But the only time there is an absolute chiyuv to eat a meal on sukkos, the Chacham say is the first night. Where does this come from? The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar has a shita teichu kein taduru, just like a person in their own house eats a meal at night by day, so too in Sukkot every day has to have a meal twice a day. The Rabbanim say no, just like you can choose what to do in your own house, you don't have to eat, so too by Sukkot you don't mechuya based on teichu kein taduru, teichu, you have to have 2 meals a day. Aye, so then where did they get the idea of having to eat a meal in the Sukkah the first night, says the Gemara? The Gemara, it's a gzeres shava. Nema kam chamisha asar. It says by sukkos chamisha asar. It says by matzah chamisha asar. Right? This is chamisha asar chodesh hashvi'i, and this is chamisha asar chodesh harishon. So what do we learn out? Just like by chag matzos, la rishon chova mikan ve'elach v'shus. Notice the way it's phrased here. Just like by chag matzos, the first night is a chova, and the subsequent nights are v'shus. So too, when it comes to Sukkot, the first night is a chova and the other ones are reshus. And how do you know that the first night is a chova by matzah? By erev tochu matzos, like we saw in the other Gemaras as well. So now what we just discussed vis-a-vis matzah, that the first night has a din of a chova and the other nights are reshus, plays out with regard to Sukkot. But the Gzeirah Shavah is focusing on what? The Gzeirah Shavah is focusing on establishing the first night as a chova. That's l'chora, clearly part of Gzeirah Shavah by Sukkot. And what about the idea that the rest of Sukkot is a reshus? Is that part of Gzeirah Shavah that we're bringing over from Pesach? Or is that built into Sukkot? What is exactly the parallel between Sukkot and Pesach vis-a-vis the rest of Sukkot? In terms of the first night being a chiyuv, that's understandable. That's why there could be a whole question, even if it's raining, perhaps. Many sheep should be shown in that you have to eat anyway. In the sukkah, even, because of the mitzvah of the first night being a gzeirah shavah learnt out of a matzah. No, the Rambam quotes this halacha, achila b'leila yom tavishim b'sukkah chova, mikan b'erech reshus, which means you can eat a meal, then you eat in the sukkah. You don't want to eat at all. You want just to have fruit that doesn't require sukkah. It's fine. Kedin achilas matzah b'pesach. So the rest of Sukkot is parallel to the rest of Pesach. So what are the implications? In what sense? We talked about matzah, the rest of Pesach, as reshus. So until we got to the Chizkuni, what did it mean? Totally optional, right? Now the Chizkuni turned it and gave it into a halos shen kiyum mitzvah. Schar, no schar, kiyum mitzvah. What is Sukkot? Don't have to eat. get yontif meals, you have to figure out an eitzah for yontif meals. But let's say kul Hashem or whatever, but chol moed, for example, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. You can have fruit and whatever else. But what? What do you have there? Reshus, total reshus. Mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah. What exactly is it? So let's look at the following question. Do we wear tefillin chol moed? How many here wear tefillin chol moed? How many don't wear tefillin chol moed? Okay, majority don't, okay? I'm in a minority, okay. Okay, but we may, okay. But it's a big machlokes in Shonin. Goes back many, 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 many centuries. The Beis Yosef made the shita that doesn't wear tefillin famous because of the Zohar. And now P.E. Kabbalah, it's brought not to wear. But lemaisa, it's a machlokes that we're not really being machriya. Hard to be machriya. That Salvechik is to say that the Rebbe is not an authority for this. It's your parents, it's your father, or grandfather, whatever. If you know in your family, whichever way they're doing, that's what you should do. A person shouldn't change because they learned the sugya and they feel like we cannot be machriya, he said. And it's not the Rebbe, it's the family tradition. Good. So some of the issues involved. So there are a lot of interesting possible reasons why yes and why not. So enough time to get into the whole issue itself, but why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So there's possible drushes. One of the drushes is the Torah calls tefillin an oath. So we say, Mishat Tzvichim oath. But Shabbos and Yom Tov don't need an oath, they have the oath on their own. So therefore, you don't have the oath of tefillin. No. What's the oath of Shabbos? What's the oath of Yom Tov? So one way to think about it is Issa Melacha. If you think in terms of Issa Melacha, then you have to ask yourself the following. So Yantif itself, the first and the last days of Yantif, which have Issa Melacha, except for Ochu Nefesh, that's clearly Issa Melacha Del Raisa. But Chol HaMoed, which will be Shir for tomorrow, Mir Hashem, so there the question is the Issa Melacha a Din Del Raisa, or is it only Rabbanah? Big Machlokes Rishon. If it's only an Issa Melacha Rabbanah, then how could you say that tefillin should not be worn Chol HaMoed because it doesn't need an oath? It doesn't need an oath. Because if the Issa Melacha is not the Raisa, then you can't call that the oath. There's no Issa Melacha the Raisa. But then you could argue that the oath is something else. The oath is not the Issa Melacha. The oath is something connected to the Chag, separate from the Issa Melacha. So what is that? So when it comes to Sukkos, we would talk about Sukkah. We'll talk about Pesach. We could talk about matzah, or we could talk about Issa Chametz. What should we talk about when it comes to Pesach? Issa Chametz or matzah, and what could it depend on? So there's different Tosfos in on this. Tosfos in Menachos says that the oath of Yantif is not Issa Melacha, because even Chol HaMoed, which is Mutter Midoraisa, Tosfos holds Basias Melacha, but there's an oath by Pesach, what is it? Asa b'achilas chametz. And by Sukkah, the chay of the Sukkah. Tosfos separates. When it comes to Sukkahs, he talks about the oath being chay of the Sukkah. Chay of the Sukkah. When it comes to Pesach, he talks about the oath, the Isser of chametz. Why did Tosfos change? Why did Tosfos talk about the chay of a matzah? No, Teretz says there's no chay of a matzah. And what about Sukkahs? Now, if you look in the Shoel, in the Shuvah Sarash, the Rush comes back and discusses the whole Indian of Chol HaMoed by Tefillin, but the person asked the Rush about Tefillin the Chol HaMoed, and the person presented the question that there are those who say not to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Why? Because you don't need a new oath, you have an oath already. Number one, because there's Issa Melacha Badama She'ena Aved, that's maybe something it's a Daraisa, not to the Melacha, and furthermore, Shechayiv b'yeshiva sukkah b'chag or b'pesach chayiv b'achilas matzah. Now, chayiv b'achilas matzah, that's not true chol HaMoed, it's true only the first night. Tosfos in Moed Katan, in discussing the issue of, again, tefillin b'chol HaMoed, he says, according to what I said, that the melacha is only drabbanim, how you memayit chol HaMoed from tefillin, Yeshuomar, now here, Tosfos is sort of taking a middle ground. He doesn't say chayiv, but he doesn't talk about Issa Chametz. He talks about Ochel Matzah. But he talks about it in the what sense? Ochel matzav yoshev v'sukkah. So it's interesting to notice this issue. But what could it suggest? The notion of a kiyum mitzvah. A kiyum mitzvah bein v'sukkah, bein matzah. There's no chiyum, it's a reshus, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah that could be enough to patter from tefillin. That could be enough to quote an oath. Yeah.
Even if you hold that you're not chayv, but tefillin and chol moed, why would it be usur? Why would it be a problem?
Because it could be, if you have this oath, the Torah doesn't want you to have the other oath. Could be. Yeah, could be. Torah's not discussing the issur now, it's talking about the heter, but it could be, becomes an issur as well. Now, there's a major question that the Rishonim wrestle with in terms of the following. Why, when it comes to sukkis, do you make a bracha of reshi basukkah whenever you are going to engage in an activity of kviyus in the sukkah like achila? We know the halacha dictates that you make a bracha of reshi basukkah. And how come when it comes to Pesach, when we eat matzah the rest of Yantiv, after the first two nights, we are not going to make a bracha of brichas mitzvah, we make a brichas anenin, but that's it. You don't make a achilas matzah. Maishna, asher kidshon mitzvos v'difan reshi basukkah, that you make the entire sukkis, and you don't make a shekin shem tzvot alachlas matzah except for the night of the Seder. So the Rishonim all address this question. And different Rishonim say different ways of having the miyasha this kasha. The Magen Avraham quotes from Maharil the following. Masha'ein levarkin al matzah kol zayin b'shem she'ein mitzvah b'achilaso elosh ein ochel chametz masha'ein kin b'tzukah. What does the Magen Avraham b'shem Maharil imply? That there is no mitzvah in eating matzah the rest of Pesach. There's only the idea, the only chametz. Sukkah is different. In other words, sukkah has a kiyum. It might not be a chiyum. You could eat. You don't have to eat bread, and you can eat out of the sukkah. But there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum mitzvah. To the extent that you're eating bread, you have to eat it in the sukkah. And there's a kiyum mitzvah, therefore sukkah, you can make a leishiv a sukkah. When it comes to matzah, it sounds like it's totally neutral. That's what it would seem.
Is that the chizkuni?
The Chizkuni talked about matzah, so this is against the Chizkuni, correct? This is against the Chizkuni, correct?
Wait, oh no, I thought it was...
The Chizkuni called matzah a kiyum mitzvah, the way it seems from the Chizkuni, there would be a kiyum mitzvah. But the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil, there's no mitzvah b'achilaso at all.
Is being a kaima pasuk and kiyum mitzvah the same thing?
That's depending on the version of the Chizkuni that you work with. If you work with the other version of Chizkuni, it's a schar as well, so it's a kiyum mitzvah with a schar. If it's the other version, if there is such a version, we don't know what to make of that lesson. Kiyum at the pasuk without schar. No, so you wouldn't make a bracha. What? Yeah. Now, the Sefer Itur seems to say the same thing, but notice the lesson here. Why don't we make a bracha matzah kol zayin, like we do on sukkahs? We learn them out from each other. Mistaber b'sukkah, when you want to eat in the sukkah, you have mitzvah seh b'sukkahs teishu. When you want to eat, you don't have to eat bread. But to the extent you're going to be kobeya suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. There is a mitzvah that exists for you to eat in the sukkah. It's a reshus to the extent that you don't have to eat bread. But there is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah if you're eating bread, and that exists the entire sukkah. However, gabi matzah, kibala mecha, when you want to eat, leka mitzvah say the matzah. It's not like you naturally have a mitzvah say matzah. El lav, the bal tocha chametz. All you have is a lav. Not eat chametz. You don't make a bracha on a lav. Bracha is only if there's a key mitzvah be'etzem on what you're doing. But there's no mitzvah in eating matzah per se. So the Sefer Itur seems to be echoing what we see in the Maharil. Comes the Baal HaMor with a different answer. The Baal HaMor asks this question at the very end of Pesach, at the very end. The question, why don't we make a bracha on matzah kol zayin like we do on sukkah? Don't we run out for one from the other? So he answers, "Gafisha adam yachol b'shar yamim lamud below achilas matzah, v'yam nizon ba'oriz v'dochen b'kumani peiros mashekin v'sukkah." When it comes to matzah, a person could—I should have given you more. I know why I cut off some of it. By sukkah, a person cannot sleep for a few days without, cannot go a few days without sleep. So menela, he'll have to be resorting to a sukkah. Therefore, there's a bracha, because apparently the takana bracha would only be made if that quote-unquote reshus is going to have to be manifest. You're going to have to do it in some way. Your own limitations as a human being are going to force you into the sukkah, one way or the other. Therefore, there's a takana bracha. That's one way to explain the Baal HaMor's answer. But matzah, you really can go without eating matzah. So therefore, there was no bracha said. The fact that the Baal Mor gave that as the answer and didn't say a simple answer, that here there's a kiyum mitzvah and here there's no mitzvah, would be mashma, but the Baal Mor would understand that there would be a mitzvah like the Chizkuni the rest of Pesach as well. So he had to come up with another answer. That, namely, since you don't have to end up coming to do it, so there was no takana brach. Yeah?
It's not clear to me how one would assume that there's no mitzvah, being that there's a Lashem Sivu in the pasuk of Shiva Seven Tochum Asos.
So again, the Lashem Sivu, we had the other possibility, we had the Torah could be talking about Yisr Esse, not to eat chametz. That was the first chapter.
That says to eat chametz.
So the way that we brought from the Charedim and the other and the Vik and the Rashi was each time Tochum Matzos means an Issa to eat chametz.
Where did they get that from?
Because it's a Lava B'Mechala say. The Torah speaks, the Torah can speak about not eating chametz in different ways. The Torah can be frontal, don't eat chametz. The Torah can say, eat matzah, not chametz. Maybe you're not satisfied with that. You want to go with the idea of the Chesed. Good, you're with the Gra. You'll see in the Gra in a second. Okay, yeah. So you have to know what exactly, why is that relevant? The easy way to explain it is that the takana of a bracha and the kiyum mitzvah was only made because hai gavna, where you're for sure going to have to be doing it. Why exactly, you have to know. But you know, if the possibility is not definite, that it's just a possibility and it's not a chiyuv, then it doesn't translate into a birchas mitzvah. But if true, it's not a chiyuv be'etzem, but practically speaking, you're going to have to end up doing it. So in that sense, it approaches a chiyuv to that degree. In other words, a near bracha is warranted. So if it's a kiyum that you're going to have to be forced into doing because it's impossible not to have it, not to do it, then they will be talking a bracha. That could be what he means. There are other ways to learn, but that would be one simple way to explain it. Yeah?
Does that svara apply anywhere else? Because there's so many other mitzvahs that you're not going to, like, you know, undoubtedly do because of your own nature that you need to sleep, you need to eat. Yeah.
No, but the chiyuv of what? If you only have to put a mezuzah up if you own a house, but you make a bracha, you can kobe a mezuzah.
Saying there's so many mitzvahs that you, like, don't have to do.
There's a chiyuv, yeah?
The chiyuv, if you have a house, to put up the mezuzah up, right, for sure. Here, you mamish don't have to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but you can't go out of sukkah, you can't sleep. The ikar chiyuv of sukkah is to sleep as well, take teshuva shavas yamin. And you're going to have to sleep somewhere, and you can't sleep out of the sukkah. Mimele is a bracha. Matzah, you literally can go the whole rest of Pesach without eating matzah. So there's no bracha. But ma'aseh mashmat is a key mitzvah, otherwise you wouldn't have had a kasha to begin with. Now, the Arishonim bring these answers as well, and they bring both answers. The Orchis Chaim, and the Rishonim, of Arni Lunil, he quotes Tzorech Lasus Tam, why sukkah and matzah are different. So he brings one answer, because kiv di ikachiv the shena kol shiva, and you can't sleep, can't go for 3 days without sleep. So nimsa chiv hasukah nimshach kol shiva yosem imatzah. The chiv sukkah is nimshach, he says, all seven, more than matzah is the efshele beperis below matzah klal. So that shows that the chiv sukkah is nimshach. Maybe it's a little bit different hesber than what we said before. Then Rav Shmuel Shikuli says the shayin matzah shachilasa b'shayyamim ain alashum mitzvah matzah. Elu has biaravo. When you eat the rest of Pesach matzah, it's just because you're hungry. Because you can't eat chametz, so you have to find something that's going to fill you up. So you eat matzah to fill you up. It's no different, he says, than eating behemah tahora, because you can't find behemah tmeya. You can make a bracha shekin shalom b'tfosim 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 behemah tahora. It's totally reshus. And your option is this or the other. You can't eat the other, so you're forced into eating the kosher animal. But there's nothing inherent in eating a kosher animal that is a mitzvah, just that you have the alternative is an iser, and then you end up eating kosher because you choose to eat. Therefore you make a bracha. Sounds like he's saying that there is a mitzvah be'etzem when it comes to sukkah, unlike when it comes to matzah. I don't have time to go into all this, but the Meiri, for some reason, brings both answers and seems to think that they go together. L'chaira, at first glance, the different answers. He says, Timsa Tadakim Dabar Yafta Hakol Inyan Echad Chor, I don't understand what he's saying. The Gra makes this issue famous. Everyone starts from the Gra. I wanted you to see that we can start from the Rishonim and get ourselves oriented with the Rishonim. When Maisa the Gra opened up this issue, everyone always talks about this issue starting with the Gra. Okay, we're at the Gra now. We're ready for the Gra. The Gra in Maisa Rav. Now the Gra is going to say a number of things, and with Mudaik well, we'll see perhaps a whole new Havdara that ain't can be seen so far. And I think there are at least two Mahalchim that we can present within the Gra that we haven't yet quite seen even with the Chizkuni. The Gra comments in Maisa Rav. I thought we'd get to Haggadah, I'm not sure if we will, but with your permission, we might as well finish this in. Shivas Yomim Tocha Matzos, Kol Shiva Mitzvah. So up to Gra, Kol Shiva Mitzvah. It's only called Rishus, the Gabi Raga Rishonah Shichova, U'mitzvah Gabi Chova Rishus Karila. So the Gra starts by saying you should understand, this is going to make you happy, Eitan. There is a mitzvah, Kol Shiva. The word Rishus, don't read too much into that. Rishus just means relative, a relative term. Something could be a mitzvah, you could call it Rishus. It just means relative to something which is a chova, this is not chova. But a mitzvah it is nonetheless. That's the first point in the Gra. But Avogin mitzvah midoraisu. And that's the pshat yontav ein tzarech os, the gemara by tefillin that we saw. Pesach b'matzah, sukkah b'sukkah. That was one of the riots he has. How could it be that there's an osa Pesach not with tefillin, be it on the Yom Tov Rishon and Shmishu Pesach, be it on Chol Hamoed, because of matzah, not stam, not Yisroch HaMetz, the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah matzah. V'od kama riots. V'ayim achaviv me'od mitzvah sachilas matzah kol shiva. He cherished it. On the last day of Pesach, you've probably heard the minhag, he would eat sudas shlishis, even if it's not a Shabbos. Even though, after shelo ha'yochel shol sudas v'shayyam. Why? A chavivas mitzvah sachilas matzah, that the time is ending. Then he goes on to say some more things, which maybe we'll get to. But say yom tov, you dafka try to have chametz right away, and so on. What does it mean? It's a mitzvah. Does he mean kiyu mitzvah like the Me'iri, like the Chizkuni? People assume that the Gra means kiyu mitzvah.
But then what's the difference between that and Rishus?
He says, no, because Rishus is not a chiyuv. So it's Rishus because it's not a chiyuv. It's a kiyu mitzvah. The Gra might mean more than that. Not just about kiyu mitzvah. He means a different point. There's a mitzvah. Kiyu mitzvah means there's no inyan at all. It's a kiyu mitzvah. You become a mitzvah. Shkayach. You get schar. You won't get schar. That was the discussion. Mitzvah means the Torah wants you to do it. But the Torah won't hold it against you if you don't do it. It's not the same thing as saying there's a kiyum mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he quotes from the Gra, this Kabbalah he had, look how he presents it. Ein chovas matzah b'klal rishon, yet mitzvah lechol matzah kol yimei HaPesach. Why? V'ad b'kol rishus? Because mitzvah, gabi chovas kol rishus. Mipnei, she'eitz a mitzvah aseh. It's not a mitzvah aseh, elot ratzon Hashem. So what does he call it? Ratzon Hashem. You might want to find examples for this, where you call something a mitzvah, even if it's a rishus, it's a mitzvah. So I have a few examples in Mishalim for this. Kesef Mishnah says, for example, Tiyos Lidayim and Shechita is totally rishus. You don't have to eat meat, you don't have to shecht, you don't have to eat bread, you don't have to do Tiyos Lidayim. Eruv, he says, is not a chova, but it's an inyan to make an Erev, because otherwise you might carry. So if you're smart, you make an Erev to prevent you from carrying outside. What does he say? It's more than just stam rishus. It's not a chova, but it's one notch above ordinary rishus. You might want to say mitzvah min hamufchar. It's an inyan to do it. Tfilas arvis rishus, Rabbeinu Yonah says, b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazaken, that it's, if it's too hard, you don't have to do it. But you should do it. You should try to do it. To say that concept midoraisa is an interesting chidush, but that's what it sounds like. The Mishnah Berurah seems to refer to the Gra in that way. When he quotes the Gra, he says, mitzvah ikar lechol matzah elos eino chiyuv. That doesn't sound like kiyu mitzvah. That sounds like it's a mitzvah to do it. You don't have to do it. Based on that, we understand another Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, the following suffix. Listen to this suffix. According to the Gra, that's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach, like the Pashat part of the Pasuk, but it's only a mitzvah say be'erev, which is a chova, but after that, it's a mitzvah bi'alma. What about Sukkis? Should we say that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat bread all days of Sukkis to make a relationship with Sukkah? What kind of suffix is this? If the whole makor for Pesach is from Sukkis, so now what's the suffix? Take the gra of matzah and bring it back to Sukkis. Kiyum mitzvah is no the same kiyum mitzvah of Pesach we know already by Sukkis. So what's the Mishnah Berurah now having a new suffix? But the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting if there's an inyan, not just a kiyum mitzvah, there's an inyan to eat matzah all 7 days. Maybe there's an inyan to wash and eat in a sukkah all the days of Sukkis as well. There's no way to understand this suffix of Mishnah Berurah unless you come up with this new category of a mitzvah lechatchila midoraisa. No chiyuv, we don't hold it against you, but there's an inyan to do it. There's a medrash hachefetz here, brought in Torah Shleima. Mitzvah shivus yom matzos tochelu. It's only a chova the first night. Teich aviva achilasa kol shiva api shehu rishus. Does it sound like it's a medrash? But enjoy it. It should be chaviv to you. Okay, we don't have time to go through much more here. I just want to give you one other. There are some rayas that there's an inyan of matzah. We learn a halachas of matzah rabbi rishona from sukkim that speak about matzah koshiva. The pasuk that women are chayiv in achilas matzah because of hukash to isa chametz. And that's a pasuk that's speaking about the shivas yamim of matzah. And yet we're using that to learn out the first night. It sounds like everything is intertwined. You have to know, following, we have time to go into all the details, the mitzvah of rechem oni, that you can't eat matzah shira for yotze your mitzvah. What would you say the rest of Pesach, according to the Gra, according to the Chizkuni? Would the kiyum mitzvah be limited to only to rechem oni? Okay, we don't eat today generally matzah shira for other reasons, but me'ikar adin, if it's not rechem oni, let's say it's not shemura. Shemura is for the Seder. So there's an inyan to eat Shemura all Pesach. So you have people who are makbid and people who are not makbid. You have to know what's the nature of this kiyum or this inyan or this mitzvah. To the extent that you take it, you know, like the Gra, it's a mitzvah, so it's the same chiyuv of the first night. There's a mitzvah for the rest of Yantar. Then you would hold that the standards should be identical to the standards of the first night. And you should have to eat a Shemura matzah the whole Pesach. What about the following? The halacha of Shmura itself. You have to be shomer at the Shem Matzah's mitzvah. It should be shomer michimutz. Let's say the time that they made the matzah, they're thinking Shmura for the sake of Shivas Yam, as opposed to thinking that it should be shomer for the first night. Again, if this is an extension of that mitzvah, just that there it's a mitzvah of a chova, and this is the same mitzvah, but it's an inyan to do it, so then could be good enough. There's two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch Rav on that question. Could it be good enough with Shomer for the rest of Yantif? The last svara to think about in all this is maybe coming back to the first mahalach that we said, that maybe what we said is that this I found in Rav Magalius has Agada, and he says this, and Rabbi Ruban from Edison, those of you who know the community in Edison, he wrote an article in Or HaMizrach a number of years ago where he makes this argument as well, that the Pshat and the Gra maybe, and it fits with the rest of the Gra that I didn't read, is that the inyan of eating matzah the whole Pesach, this would go with the idea that you don't have to eat matzah lechem only, is an indication, b'kum ba'aseh, that you're poish from chametz. Before we said, shivas matzah tochelu just means an isa chametz. So, you don't like that, right? Now we can say, no, it's a mitzvah, it's an inyan, it's a kiyum. But what is the kiyum? What's the pshat of the kiyum? Every time you eat matzah, you are declaring, I am being poreish from chametz. It's a way of showing your appreciation from chametz in an active way. When you don't eat bread, you don't eat bread, you don't eat chametz, mechatesa, you're not eating chametz, you're not eating wheat, you're not eating chametz midaga. Every time you eat matzah, you are Mekayim in a certain way, the kumba say the expression of how you're poish from chametz. And that's why in that same Gemara he talks about that right after Pesach was over, he would make Havdol and Bir. The first thing he would do is he would try to eat Chametz, because it's all part of the same Yisod. That the Kiyum Mitzvah, the Shiva Samad Stochelu, it's Hainuach. It's not an Easter essay by itself. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah or a Mitzvah Minamufchar, Dafka, to show each time you eat, or every day, or each time, that you're not eating chametz. It's another, like it says, anyone who's parish could do an aveira and doesn't, gets chag, ka'osei mitzvah, maybe that's why you wouldn't make a bracha. Because a bracha is only when the purpose of the mitzvah is for its own sake. If it's only for the purpose of showing that you're not eating chametz, so for that you don't get a mitzvah, you don't get a bracha shekit shanu. Whereas by sukkahs, where it could be its own kiyum by itself, not a negative kiyum, that's why maybe you would make a bracha, unlike matzah, where you wouldn't make a bracha. Okay.